Oh, where could I go, seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end? Where could I go but to the Lord?
Thank you, Dave. Bible Doctrines. This is my standby series for when Dad calls me and says, hey, you're preaching this morning. It's like, okay, so I've always got these ready. Previously in this series, we saw total depravity. We saw free will, that no one wants the Lord. If that is a problem, go back and listen to that sermon again, please. No one wants the Lord. This is the problem. With everyone has a choice. It's no one will make the choice according to Scripture. Now, if Scripture's wrong, that's fine. Okay? But I can't find anywhere in Scripture where anybody chose the Lord without the Lord drawing them first.
Right.
Nowhere. Granted, there was a couple, we don't know what happened. But it does not say they did it on their own. In fact, the ones that we did see, they're unusual. Joseph chose the Lord. His other brothers didn't. What made him choose the Lord? I submit to you, God made him choose the Lord. David chose the Lord. None of his brothers did. What made David choose the Lord? I submit to you, God did. Jonathan, David's best friend, chose the Lord. God didn't want him. But why did he choose the Lord in the first place? God made him want to. Find me one person in all of Scripture that chose the Lord on their own, and I'll change what I believe. I will. I'll be glad to. I will change. I promise I will change what I believe. If you can show me one person in all of Scripture that chose the Lord only on their own, it's not there. Scripture does say over and over and over and over and over, we will not choose the Lord. It says over and over and over that God chose us. But still, man, that's hard to swallow. I agree, it's hard to swallow. My job as a teacher is to teach what the Bible says, not what I wish it said. We saw the atonement. Jesus paid for some people's sin. So how is the decision made? How is the decision made? We actually began this sermon 4 weeks ago. I gave the answer 4 weeks ago. Don't answer it out loud, but be honest. God knows if you're lying. How many of you know how the decision is made? Raise your hand. Good. This is part two, and it's going to feel like part one. I'm glad. I thought, man, it's been a month. It's just a month ago I preached part of this. It's like, I wonder how many of them can answer it. So we're going to start as though it's brand new, but we're going to pick up where we left off. On March 10th, we saw the answer. Romans 8:29 is where the answer is at. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. God used election, which at the word chosen is exactly the same. Election and chosen is used interchangeably, even in the King James. Okay, in the newer translations, they don't use predestination. They don't use election. It's just words that they feel like you're not smart enough to understand. But it's the same word. They use chosen all over the place in newer translations. God used being chosen to predestinate. But we only showed six places in the Bible to back election up. And four of the six were in the Old Testament. Would you like to see a few more? Mm-hmm. Say it so someone out there can hear you.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Wade wants to see a few more, so we're going to see a few more. The rest of y'all just get the answer. That's all I want. Just get the answer. I want you to look all these up in your Bible. So open your Bible. I want you to see these are in your Bible. How is the decision made? If nobody wants to be saved, but Jesus did pay for the sins of some, how was the decision made? Matthew 20, verse 16. So the last shall be first, and the first last, for many be called, but few chosen. Many be called. Even that says, God doesn't call everybody. Even that says, God didn't call everybody. But even as many as He calls, He chooses even less. Well, God just knows what they're going to do. Then why choose them? It doesn't make any sense. It's like an election in Russia. We know who's going to win, so why bother choosing? God chose because He had to choose, because we would not do it on our own.
True.
Same Greek word is elected, by the way. Matthew 22:14. We're going to go from left to right. That's why we stayed pretty much in the Old Testament last time. But we're going to go from left to right. I learned in this series that if you bounce back and forth, people are so... Don't take this... Please don't be offended by this. But people are so unfamiliar with their Bible nowadays that they can't find it. Okay? And so I decided I'm going to go... In this series, I'm going to go left to right. And just that way you can at least know it's after where I'm at right now. Okay? That'll help way more than anybody. Matthew 22:14. By the way, I saw it in your eyes. Like, all right, he's going to pick on me, so I'm just making it clear. Matthew 22:14. Many are called, but few are chosen. Mark 13:20. Look it up in your Bible, please. I want you to see that it's there. Bonnie, I know you'll remember, and I know you'll do it. Give me a count. Okay? Last time we had 6. We're now on our 2nd for this list, so that's a total of 8 so far. So just give me a count of how many there are. Will you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you. Mark 13:20. Except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake, the chosen sake, in the other translations, whom He hath chosen, same word, He hath shortened the days. And then if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, He is there, believe him not. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show great signs and wonders, seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. I forgot to highlight it. It's in the bottom there too. Who's the elect? Well, those are the ones who are going to elect to choose God. You see, this whole thought process just collapses in on itself. Okay? Let's take Scripture and say, this is what Scripture says. And let's actually learn from what Scripture says. But take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. Verse 24. In those days, after the tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. Then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great glory and power. Then shall He send His angels and shall gather His elect. Who are these people? By the way, Ray mentioned them Wednesday night. For the four winds, the uttermost part of the earth, to be the uttermost part of heaven. These are the ones that God said, you're going to get your sins paid for. These are not the ones that says, I want God to pay for my sins, because nobody will, according to the Bible. Luke 18:7. Luke 18:7. Again, we're just going to go right. Shall not God avenge His own elect? Who's the elect? Well, those are the ones that chose God. You can't take Scripture and prove that. It just doesn't work. It's the people that God chose. The people that God chose. But you say, Danny, that it makes me feel like that I'm special. It makes me feel like that I'm being proud. It makes me feel like that God sees me as better. You can't find that Scripture anywhere. What you can find, remember Chuck's funeral? Okay, remember what I said? Chuck did not deserve to go to heaven, and Chuck knew he didn't deserve to go to heaven. Chuck was chosen to go to heaven, and I submit to you right this second, Chuck is thanking Jesus, thank you. Jesus said, I get it. He said, thank you, because Chuck knows he didn't deserve to go to heaven. Chuck realized he was chosen to go to heaven. Yet, interestingly enough, when Chuck came here, he didn't know it. Chuck told Dad, I've never heard that anywhere. Why? It's all over Scripture. In the King James, you've got big words, and you've learned to just, it's Christianese, like we talked about in the 10 o'clock hour. Praise. Give me another one. Christianese word. There's a whole bunch of them in the King James. We really don't know what they mean. We just kind of, huh?
Blaspheme.
There you go. It's like, what does all this stuff mean? I don't know, but it's what the Bible says, so I believe it. How do you believe it if you don't know what it means? Luke 23:35. Again, just going from the left to the right. The people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if thou be the Christ, the chosen of God. This is the same word as elect. My Uncle Chester said, was Jesus elect? Was Jesus elect? I was honest with him. I said, Chester, I honestly don't know. But I'll find out for you. Here's what I found out. Jesus was chosen by God to do the job. Jesus was not chosen by God to become saved. Jesus was chosen by God to do the job. It's very simple. It's just simply choosing what's going to happen. Romans 8:33. This one you're going to recognize. Romans 8:33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifies it. Man, we love this verse, but we just skip right over the word elect. Who is the elect? Those are the ones who chose God. Prove that in Scripture. It's just not there. Scripture makes it clear over and over and over and over. We won't choose God. Romans 9:11. Literally the next chapter. Romans 9:11. 9:11. Dave, look at Bonnie's number. Tell me how many we're at.
Thirteen.
Okay. We're at 13 now. Romans 9:11. For the children, being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election. The purpose of God according to choosing. Who's doing the choosing? The guy with the purpose. The purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of Him that calleth. But to me, the telling thing is how old the boys were. How old the boys were. Not had done any good or evil. Well, they hadn't been done evil, but God knew what evil they were going to do. I submit to you, I've studied both of them, and Esau was a much more godly man than Jacob ever hoped to be. The only reason Jacob chose God is because God appeared to him and kept appearing to him. Same thing with Abraham. If God had not spoken to them directly, they'd be still pagans living in the land of the Chaldees. Same thing with us. Had God not chosen to speak to us, go back to when you got saved. I remember that is Sunday night, May 12th, 1974. Did you decide I'm going to believe that? Every one of us, a light turned on. I guarantee it. You look at when you got saved, it's like, a light turned on. Wow. That was the result of election. That's the result of God choosing. How many of us? Why can't people understand the Bible? I don't understand. It's so obvious. The Bible is just so clear. Why can't they understand it? It's because if the Holy Spirit hadn't chosen us, we wouldn't understand it either.
Right.
Unconditional election is what this verse teaches us. the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. Acts 10:34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. I submit to you that this means unconditionally God chooses whoever he wants. This is not a contradiction. Some people say God's not a respecter of persons, so he can't choose. No, no, no. He's not a respecter of persons. He chooses who he wants to choose. That's it. He chooses who he wants to choose. The children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, it had nothing to do with Jacob and Esau. God did not favor Jacob. He did not favor Esau. He simply said, Jacob, you're the one. By the way, I know you're a scumbag, but I'm glad you're the one anyway. Romans 11:5. By the way, this is not all the verses that teach this concept. It's just the verses that use the word elect or chosen. I didn't even use all the word ones that use chosen. 11:5. Even so then at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Election of grace. What is that? Well, that's the people that chose to believe in God's grace. Show me in the Bible one person that did that. Just one. Just one. By the way, the reason we believe in eternal security is no one was ever went to hell. Show me one person in the Bible that ever went to hell after they were saved. Oh, that's a big Baptist. Show me one. So, I'll take the same reasoning. Same reasoning. Show me one. Just one. If by grace it's no more of works, otherwise grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it's no more grace, otherwise work is no more work. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for. Stop right there. Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for. Isn't that choosing? Isn't that choosing? Did they get it? The election hath obtained it. So the group that saw it didn't get it. The group that didn't seek it did get it. Why? Sovereign grace. God decides who gets the grace. But he's not a respecter of persons. He doesn't do it because of anybody. He just simply says, you're going to be in the group and you're not going to be in the group. God would say, you're not going to be in the group. Read Romans 9. Read Romans 9. A pastor friend of mine asked me this past week, if God chooses some to go to heaven, does that mean the rest he chose to go to hell? I pointed to Romans 9. I said, exactly what it says. Can God make not one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? God made them that way. I can't believe God would do that. I didn't write the Bible. And quite honestly, in my job, it'd be a lot easier if this stuff wasn't in there. But I can't get around it. Every time I preach a message, there it is again. There it is again. I feel guilty sometimes. Because I know a sermon audience in particular, there's a lot of people that just don't believe in sovereign grace. And they stumble on me and they'll listen. Oh, he's talking about the sovereign grace. You tell me, it's all over Scripture. You can't get away from it. Unconditional election. If by grace it's no more of works, it's not about wanting it. You can't do that. The election hath obtained it. Romans 2:11, there is no respect of persons with God. He didn't respect Israel just because they were Israel. He didn't respect Jacob just because he was Jacob. He didn't respect Abraham just because he was Abraham. He said, this particular group of people I'm going to choose for this particular thing. Even Jesus he chose to do the job. Those elected have nothing to do with it. Romans 11:28. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sakes. As touching the election, They are beloved for the Father's sakes. Unconditional election for the Father's sakes. James 2:9. If you have respect to persons, you commit sin. Did God commit sin? No, He didn't commit sin. So how in the world could unconditional election be true? You have respect to persons, you commit sin, and convince the law as transgressors for the Father's sake. Who's the person that He respected? Himself. Could He do that? Of course He's God. We're supposed to respect Him. We do the things that He does. Why would He not respect Himself? Be holy, because I'm holy. God doesn't have to be humble. We want Him to be humble because He's such a sweet old guy. He just wants somebody to love Him. It's nonsense. Not for the sake of those elected. Romans 16:13. David, how many are we at now?
19.
Again, this is not all the passages that teach this. This is just where I found the word elect, or the Greek equivalent to it. Salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, in his mother and mine. Why would Rufus be chosen? Well, God knew He was going to choose him. Then why would Rufus be chosen? Doesn't say He chose the Lord. Doesn't say, salute Rufus who chose the Lord. Chosen in the... Rufus got this done to him. Ephesians 6:9. Ye masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of persons with him. Why was Rufus chosen? This is an easy one. For the Father's sake. For the Father's sake. Why did God choose me? Anybody who knows me understands it's not because I'm a good guy. I'm not. I've never met anyone who... I'm telling you, I do this a lot. I've never met anyone who thought I was a good guy after they finished talking to me. Never. Lady at church. She was talking about, you used to be pastor here. This is a part of her. She's been, I said, yeah, yeah. I said, do you know what happened? She said, no. I told her, she turned white. You, yeah. But I chose God. I wouldn't have chose God. I still can't figure out why God chose me. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. Ephesians 1:4. According as He has chosen us in Him. That settles it right there. He's doing the choosing. We're not doing the choosing. He's doing the choosing. According as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. That's when He did it. That we should be holy. That doesn't mean perfect. We can't be perfect. We're sacred, belonging to God. Without blame. Why are we without blame? Okay, those among the elect are without blame. How did they get that way? They chose the Lord. You can't find that scripture. It makes sense. Did He choose everyone? Holy and without blame. Why did He choose us? To be holy and without blame. That's the bigger question. But everyone He chose goes to heaven. Every single one. According to that. By the way, there's a prominent TV preacher. He's not a TV preacher anymore because he changed what he teaches. His name's Carlton Pearson. Good guy. I like Carlton Pearson. There's a movie about Carlton Pearson. Carlton Pearson was a TV preacher directly taught by Oral Roberts. Or directly, okay, so this guy did the miracles, did the tongues, did the whole thing. Carlton Pearson had a very close friend who was homosexual. And the entire Pentecostal organization said, you can't be doing that. He's just my friend. He said, no, he can't be saved as long as he's doing that. And Carlton Pearson said, you're telling me that this good guy who believes in Jesus can't be saved? Carlton Pearson took this verse and said, everyone does get saved. God chooses everyone. God chooses everyone to be holy and without blame. So the hell only gets the devil and his demons. Carlton Pearson, now you can only hear him online. He's still preaching. He's a Unitarian. That's what Unitarians believe. They believe that God just loves everybody and he's going to let everybody in even at the last minute. It's not what Scripture says. It's not there.
No.
But everyone, whoever God chose, is holy and without blame. For the Father's sake. Not for their sake. For the Father's sake. Colossians 3:12. Still to the right. We're getting smaller and smaller and smaller in the choices that you've got to pick. So, it's a little easier. The last time I preached one of these sermons at Park Ridge, I did not have it in order, and they finally just quit. They just I can't do it anymore. So I said, I'm sorry, from now on, I'm going to keep it from left to right. Colossians 3:12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. This stuff's the fruit of the Spirit. He's saying, act like you've been chosen. 1 Thessalonians 1:4. Again, just to the right. 1 Thessalonians 1:4. Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. Knowing, therefore, brethren, that you chose God. It doesn't make sense. Why would he say that? Why would he say, knowing, brethren, your election of God? Y'all are good guys. I know that y'all chose him. It just doesn't make sense. What he's saying is, guys, God chose you. You need to act like it. God chose you, so act like it. 1 Timothy 5:21. How many, Dave?
24.
Again, this is only where the Bible uses the word election or the word chosen. But the Greek word is the same in all of these. 1 Timothy 5:21. I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels. Uncle Chester brought this one up. He says, can angels be saved? I said, Chester, honestly, I don't think angels can be saved. I just know that's what that says, but I'll find out for you. You know what I found out? God actually chooses certain angels to do certain things. Gabriel was chosen to do his job. Michael was chosen to do his job. Doesn't mean they're chosen for salvation. The Bible never says they're chosen for salvation. They're just chosen, like Jesus, to do a certain job. That you observe these things without preferring one another, doing nothing but partiality. God is not saying, I'm going to save Wade just because I like Wade. He's not a respecter of persons. Why? Because we're scumbags. There's nothing to respect. 2 Timothy 2:10. Again, I felt guilty bringing all this up again because we just talked about it a month ago, but I'm so glad this is a refresher for those that heard it even a month ago. I was so glad when Ray said it in his sermon Wednesday night. The elect. It's like, all right, that's... I didn't know I was going to be preaching when you said that, but when I found out that I was going to be preaching, it's like, thank you, Lord, you set me up. I love when that happens. 2 Timothy 2:10. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Who's the elect? Those that's going to choose Him. Well, if they're going to choose Him, why are you doing all this hard work? I endure all things for those that's going to choose the Lord, that they may obtain the salvation. They're going to obtain it if they're going to choose Him. They're not going to choose Him. He says, I'm going to do whatever it takes to do God's work He chose me to do to get those who He chose to be saved. He's not saying that they're going to wind up in hell if I don't. You're not going to find that anywhere. They're going to wind up in hell if I don't do it. God invites us to join Him in His work. Does God need me? No. Okay? God has used millions of people to spread His word. Last week I said Solomon was a man of God. I was asked, how is he a man of God? He simply spoke God's words. A man of God is not always a man of God. He is a man of God while he's speaking God's words. Man, I loved your sermon. You said it. You said it, okay? Wednesday night, you're a man of God, you're speaking God's words. But then when you drop the F-bombs, that's not a man of God. And you admitted it. Man, it was so good. If you haven't heard that, you haven't heard Ray's sermon, turn me off right now and listen to Ray's sermon on 1 Peter chapter 1. Good sermon. Titus. There's a book called Titus? Yes, there's a book called Titus. Titus was a dude very similar to Timothy. Timothy got all the glory. Titus, though, he pretty much did the exact same things Timothy did. Titus chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, a servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect. God's elect. God's choosing. God's choosing. And the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. 1 Peter 1, 2. 1 Peter 1, 2. If I climb on top of you, Ray, I'm sorry. I don't think I'm going to. 1 Peter 1, 2. Elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Elect, according to the foreknowledge. There it is. God knew before what He was going to do. We talked about this extensively 4 weeks ago. Does anyone understand what the word foreknowledge means? That's the question. Do we understand what the word foreknowledge means? Well, fore means before and knowledge means know. That's what it means in English. What's the Greek word say? Forethought, prearrangement. Literally means the decree of God. Elect according to the decree of God. Not according to their own choosing. They didn't choose anything. God chose them and they simply responded. By the way, down the road, we have a sermon coming up called Irresistible Grace. Okay, most Christians don't like that one at all, but I believe it. I'm going to teach it, assuming you're still a pastor, you're still letting me preach. Okay? If the new guy, whoever the new guy is, he might run me off. That's fine. I'll go somewhere else. But the bottom line is, as long as I'm able to preach this stuff, I'm going to preach it when God makes me able. Not because He needs me to do it, because it's clearly in His Word. It's just clearly there. Unconditional election. 1 Peter 1, same chapter, verse 17. If ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons. There it is again. God doesn't have respect of persons. You're right. You're right. He doesn't like some people because they're great. They're not. He does it in spite of them. Judge it. Pronounces justice. According to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear or respect of this person who chose you. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but there are going to be some people come November going to vote for a man who is one of the most vile, potty-mouthed people that ever entered the White House, in spite of himself. They're not respecting his person, they're respecting what he does. That's without respect of persons. In spite of them, I choose. He prearranges some who don't want it. That's why they can give the crowns back in Revelation chapter 4, which is part of what we talked about earlier. 1 Peter 2, 6. 1 Peter 2, 6. Wherefore also is contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. That's Jesus. Does that mean that God chose him to be saved? No. That God chose him to be the cornerstone. He that believeth on him shall not be condemned. God chose him for the job. That doesn't mean Jesus got saved. Jesus was chosen to do the job. Drop down to verse number 9 in 1 Peter 2. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness unto his marvelous light. You're the ones that chose him. It doesn't make sense. God chose you. He made you a royal priesthood. He made you a holy or sacred nation, a peculiar people. By the way, he did this to Israel, but he's not talking to Israel here. He's talking to saved people. In this verse, we see that God did for us the same thing he did for Israel. So if God chose us because we chose him, then you've got to say Israel chose him, and so he just took them. Israel didn't want them. Not one single king in all of history of Israel that can I find that served God completely all the way through. There's a couple that come close, and David and Solomon are not it. Israel didn't want to be God's people. God chose them to show that he chooses without respect of persons. 1 Peter 5:13. The church that is at Babylon, elected together with you, saluteth you, and so doth Marcus my son. The church that's at Babylon, there's a lot of discussion over who that is. It doesn't matter at this particular point in the study. But they were elected. They didn't do the election. They were the elected. These were the people at that particular place, wherever it was. And God said, you're the ones that's going to represent me. Just like he chose Israel to be the ones to represent him here, God says in Babylon, which again, we'll talk about different study. I choose you to represent me here. That's all it is. Not because you're good, because same thing with Israel, you ain't. 2 Peter 1:10. Peter talks about this a lot. Why would Peter talk about this so much? I think you gave it away Wednesday night. Peter knew he didn't deserve it. Peter knew he didn't deserve it. Thought he did. Prior to Acts chapter 2, Peter thought he was... Man, that was so good what you said. If we could buy Peter... If we could buy Peter for what he was really worth, and sell him for what he thought he was worth, we'd all be millionaires. That was great. That was great. Why did God choose him? Peter knew he didn't deserve it. He's the one that talks about election. Him and Paul, it's all over what they talk about. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Do things that strengthen it. Make it strong. If you do these things, you shall never fall. It's not saying fall from grace. You won't ever have these problems. I started doing something with television many years ago, and it never fails every time, okay? Watch whatever show it is. I don't care whatever the show is. And watch the problems they get, and the problems, how they get them solved. But don't hang on to the solution. Go back to where they got the problem. Every single time, they ignore God's Word. Or they don't know God's Word. Even on Leave It to Beaver. Okay? If they simply did what the Bible taught, they wouldn't have the problem. 2 John, verse 1. John the Beloved. John, the guy that some people thought he must have been a great guy because Jesus loved him. I submit to you, if Jesus had not chosen him, he probably would have been the worst of all of them. Unto the elder unto the elect lady and her children. Who's the elect lady and her children? We could argue about that all day long. But is it saying the lady that chose God? No, it's the lady that God chose. Whom I love in the truth. Not I only, but also they that have known the truth. Great studies on who these people are, by the way. Just doesn't fit with what we're teaching right this minute. 2 John verse 13. It's only one chapter in 2 John, so you can't go to chapter 13, but verse 13 is 2 John. But children, if thy elect sister greet thee, amen. Thy elect sister does not imply that the sister chose God. It implies that God chose the sister. In fact, I submit to you, it says God chose the sister. How many are we at, Dave?
34.
Again, this is not everywhere that teaches this. This is just where that one Greek word is used. And again, it's sometimes used as elect. It's sometimes used as chosen. This can be taught out of any translation of the Bible, including the Jehovah's Witness Bible. Including their Bible, this can be taught. Election is not us choosing Him. None of us would. None of us would. It's Him choosing some. God used election, which is choosing, to predestinate. This is a book that my grandfather wrote years ago, The Hated Doctrine of Election. People hate this doctrine. Why is it hated? Go back to when you first heard it and tell me you liked it. Go back to when you first heard it and tell me that makes sense. The Methodists were started by John and Charles Wesley just to combat this doctrine. This is their whole deal. The Free Will Baptists were started just to combat this one thing. People hate election because they can't get away from it. They can't get away from it. You can logic it and hit a dead end every time. Or you could say, that's what the Bible says. Lord, please help me understand it. Please help me understand it. If this is what you want me to believe, if this is what your word really teaches, please help me understand it. To my knowledge, Chester would never do that. To my knowledge. He may have, I don't know. If the Holy Spirit hadn't showed it to me, I wouldn't understand it. Once we get it, what will happen to us? We'll start saying thank you. We'll start saying, we won't start feeling good about ourselves because we're going to realize He did it regardless of us. We're going to start saying thank you. And very, very few people say, God, thank you for loving me. Very few people say that because God loves everybody. It's like saying, hey, Santa, thank you for bringing me a present. Santa brings presents to everybody. The rich get more, but that's okay. We say thank you. Because He did it when we didn't deserve it. Thank you, my Father, for loving me. Thank you, Jesus, for paying for me. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for teaching me. Thank you for using me to teach others. Please land this in their heart. If you didn't want us to believe it, you wouldn't have put it in your word. Thank you that's all over the place. Please help us to see it for what it is. It's a reason to say thank you. Not a reason to be proud. Not a reason to judge everybody else. But a reason to simply say thank you, God, for doing what I would not do according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.